This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, November 2nd, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Walton Arts Center, featuring a night of Latin jazz Friday, November 9th at 7 and 9 p.m. Multi-instrumentalist Jane Bunnett and Hilario Duran will be joined by Cuban percussionist Candido Camero for two shows in the Starlight Jazz Club. Tickets and more information available at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large, we look at the possibility of Madison County going wet. Voters must decide for the first time in 66 years to allow the sale and manufacture of alcohol. Plus, conversations with two of our regular commentators. Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers tells us what's up in entertainment this weekend. And Michael Tilley from the City Wire discusses jobless rate numbers, Oklahoma's new open carry law, and more. But first, Springdale residents should be advised that construction will close through traffic on a section of Randall Wobey Lane tomorrow. Beginning at 8 a.m., crews with the Arkansas and Missouri Railroad will work on replacing the railroad grade crossing on the street. Regular traffic will be diverted to Huntsville Avenue, while truck traffic is asked to divert to Highway 412 between Highway 71B and 265. The work is expected to be completed by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yesterday, we brought you a story about a successful food drive on the UA campus in Fayetteville. But students at the University of Arkansas campus in Fort Smith also completed a successful food drive last week. Members of the Criminal Justice Club at the university decided to raise food for the River Valley Regional Food Bank last month. Dennis Williams is the club's faculty sponsor. He says the idea for the food drive came about after hearing a local news report in September about the food bank running low on supplies.
So they were trying to do a week of food drives and raise donations through that. I saw that, and as I became advisor, because this is my first year at UAFS, I was appointed advisor of the club, so I brought that to the club, and the kids were really enthusiastic about doing it. We got it going as quickly as we could, which would be about the first of October.
Williams says the food drive, which ended October 25th, was a sizable success.
The food bank pointed out that, you know, the 1,100 pounds, they said their citywide food drives only raise about 2,000. And they said that UAFS is always doing food drives for them, but this one came in with quite a bit of food, more than average.
He says the food drive was a good experience for members of the Criminal Justice Club, as many of the students who pursue a career in criminal justice will be faced with community service in their careers. The Washington County Jail may soon have more medical staff on hand, though if County Sheriff Tim Helder sees his plan to fruition, that staff would be contracted out by a third party. Helder says his plan would involve hiring an independent agency specialized in inmate health care, and that agency would be responsible for hiring and administering medical staff at the jail. Helder says hiring a company that is experienced in administering health care for inmates would help fill gaps in the medical screening system currently in place at the jail.
We've got three nurses, LPNs, and we've got one doctor that comes in once a week to see the detainees that the nurses have referred for his evaluation. What this program would do, it would spread that out to where we would have, if not 24-hour, 7-day-a-week coverage, very nearly that. It would not only be back in the pods or the cell blocks, it would be in the booking area.
Helder says having a better medical presence in the jail would help jail employees catch more medical problems in the screening process, which would in turn cut down on the litigation filed against the sheriff's department.
We found ourselves increasingly before the magistrate and federal court, and the majority of those instances are related to filings on at least an accusation of failure to provide adequate medical attention. That's just becoming more and more prevalent, and we just feel like if we take the necessary steps to try and become better and to get more experts on board, that it will help us in those areas, that if we are sued, that there's less likelihood of a successful outcome on the behalf of a plaintiff.
Because hiring a third party to manage and hire additional medical staff would require adjustment to the jail's budget, Helder's plan still requires approval from the county's quorum court. Helder says the current budget for medical staff at the jail is about $625,000, and the estimated cost for hiring outside help would cost between $850,000 and $900,000. He proposes making up the difference by using surplus money from the jail's food budget line item. Helder says the Quorum Court has increased the food budget by about 10% in anticipation of a growing jail population, but the line item has resulted in more than $200,000 in surplus for the past few years. Earlier this week, Source Gas Arkansas, which serves several hundred thousand natural gas customers in the state, filed its annual winter cost of gas adjustment with the Arkansas Public Service Commission. According to a press release issued by the company, a residential customer using 10,000 cubic feet of natural gas in a month can expect a decrease of about $4.44 on his or her monthly bill in comparison to last winter. The most recent cost of gas adjustment is 6.9% lower than the adjustment last winter, but is higher than the adjustment that was put in place this past summer. Rich Davis is the manager of community and government affairs for Source Gas Arkansas. He says that in both cases, the cost of gas was actually lower than it was with previous cost adjustments.
But because Source Gas is a publicly regulated utility, and we're regulated by the Arkansas Public Service Commission, the commission periodically does an earnings review on all utilities who have a tariff in place. The reason they conduct that review is that our tariff tells us how much we can earn, return on investment, return on equity. And as a result of the earnings review, the commission determined that we were over-earning, so we reduced our delivery charges to reflect that over-earning that the commission identified.
Davis says regardless of the price of natural gas, the company encourages its customers to strive for efficiency in their homes. He says for consumers to cut energy costs in the winter, they should use common sense strategies such as setting the thermostat at a slightly lower temperature, weatherizing windows and doors, and even by making sure the most efficient heating appliances are installed in your home. A statewide information network providing telemedicine and distance learning for healthcare and educational institutions will soon expand into Washington County. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences yesterday announced a partnership with Washington Regional Medical Center in Fayetteville, a partnership that will extend the Arkansas E-Link network to the hospital and 11 other sites in the county. According to a release by UAMS Arkansas, E-Link connects 413 community institutions of health to provide real-time exchange of patient data and readings, as well as video conferencing between medical professionals, patients, doctors, and others. Rollout of the expansion will be complete as soon as personnel at the hospital and individual clinics finish training with the new equipment and systems. The expansion means that E-Link will have a presence in all 75 Arkansas counties. In Razorback news, the UA swimming and diving team is ranked 21st nationally in the first College Swimming Coaches Association of America poll. The ranking puts the team against six other SEC teams that are also ranked nationally. The team will next compete in the Houston Cougar Swimming and Diving Invitational in Houston, Texas, where the Razorbacks will face fourth-ranked Texas A&M and number 17 LSU. Tonight's weather forecast calls for mostly clear skies in northwest Arkansas and partly cloudy skies in the River Valley, with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, there is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. throughout the listening area. Expect partly to mostly sunny skies, with a high between 68 and 75 degrees. Tomorrow evening, there is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas and a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the Arkansas River Valley. Expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 40 in northwest Arkansas and a low around 52 in the River Valley.